As promised, we are joined right now by a wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs. 26 receptions, 430 yards, and 3 TDs in 11 games last year. Led the NFL with 20.9 yards per reception in 2020. More than 2,000 yards and 13 TDs since entering the NFL. He did sign with Kansas City back in March. He was the 174th pick overall in 2018 out of USF. Kansas City, 12-5 last year. Today, he appears courtesy of Memo.me. Marquez Valdez-Scantling joins us. Marquez, good to have you back. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, dude. So you and I caught up briefly on Radio Row before the Super Bowl. So bring me up to date. How's your life going right now? And what's it feel like to be a member of the Chiefs?
It's good. It's going good, man. Obviously, in a new environment, new team. You know, excited to be here. I think I'm in a good opportunity to go out and showcase my ability and take it to the next level. And I'm in a good home now.
You know, I think opportunity is really a key word right here, because when you look at free agency, it seems to me you had some really good opportunities and some really good options. For instance, you could stay in Green Bay, compete for a ring. New Orleans was coming pretty hard. And, of course, Kansas City is where you are. So how did you approach the entire process, and what was it about Kansas City that made you feel like that was the place for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously the opportunity within itself to go out and be a great playmaker. You know, obviously I had that opportunity anywhere I went, but I think this one was a better fit for me. Something that I do offensively was, appealing to me. And obviously, you know, a quarterback like Pat, you know, who's going to be here, you know, for a long time, that also was appealing. So I think, you know, those few things, and then obviously, you know, getting here and meeting everybody, and it seemed like a good fit. It seemed like home.
We're talking to Marquez Valdez-Scantling. You know, on top of that, Patrick Mahomes is going to be there for a while. He's playing in his prime. What about, for instance, having a head coach like Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy? You know these guys are going to find a way, and there's a lot of playmakers, and especially in that receiver room that you're in now. But you know guys like that are going to find a way to get the ball in the hands of their playmakers. Did that factor into your decision? I would imagine so.
Yeah, 100%. You know, obviously, Coach Reid's been doing this for a long time, and EB is one of the best offensive coaches that you can have around. So between those two guys, their resume speaks for themselves of what they've been able to do for guys. And, you know, obviously competing for a championship is a huge thing as well. You know, they've been to, you know, a couple of them. And I think that was just a huge factor into, you know, my decision making.
So you and I have talked about your journey in the past. It has not been easy. In fact, at any step of the way, what's it mean to you then to get that second contract, to get that new contract and be entering your fifth year in the NFL? How much pride is there in that fact?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, getting to this point, yeah, was a lot of self-motivation and, you know, wanting myself to be the best version of myself every single day and, you know, proving myself right. You know, not really about proving anybody else wrong. And, you know, obviously getting to, you know, going into my fifth year, my second contract, it's just a huge accomplishment for me. You know, obviously, you know, nothing would be possible without God. And I thank, you know, him every day for it. And I'm just excited about it.
Marquez Valdez-Scantling joining us. You know, you and I have talked about this, and I think a lot of football fans know your story. But the fact was, you were cut from your freshman team when you were in high school. At that point, I'm curious, like, did you know, like, I'm going to grow into this, and I'll need my time, and I'll be fine, and one day I'll get that second NFL contract? Or were you thinking, man, I got to find a way to make this high school football team?
Nah, I was ready to quit, actually, because I was a baseball player first, and that was my first sport. So I was just like, I'm just going to go focus on baseball. And my dad sat me down in the hallway of my house and crying, like, no, I don't want to play anymore. Like, I'm done with this. And he just kind of said, you know, use that same anger and use it as motivation. And that kind of just flipped it around and took football to the next step for me.
So I think if Kansas City fans, and you know that they love that team, they know their sport, and they've already got a pretty good idea what they're getting in you, they know they're going to get a deep threat, they know they're going to get a guy who's professional and motivated, but for those who don't know, exactly what should the Chiefs fans know about you as a player and a person and the guy that's coming to their town and their team?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I love football, you know, and I'm going to be a competitor. You know, I'm going to get the best version of myself every single day. You know, I love this game. And I love to win. So, you know, those things, you can't really ask for a better player on the field when you get those things behind you. So,
Marquez Valdez-Scantling, my guest. So, of course, you played alongside Devontae Adams in Green Bay. Now you're going to play against him twice a year in the AFC West. What do you think that's going to feel like? And then how hyped are you to come to a division that is loaded with this kind of talent?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Devontae was, you know, a great, you know, person to learn behind. Not even just a teammate, but just a great person. You know, he taught me stuff off the field, on the field. You know, we still talk all the time. I'm super excited to, you know, see him twice a year and play against him and watch him on the other side of the field. You know, probably still do our handshake pregame that we had did every game for the last few years. So, you know, he's just a great friend of mine, and I'm super excited. And obviously, this division is crazy. You know, everybody had to load up to come beat the Chiefs. So I'm just excited for that competition every day.
All right, so the schedule is going to be released tonight. When you get the schedule personally, like, what are the things that you first look for? Are you looking to see who the opener's against? Are you looking for primetime games? Are you looking to find out when the bye week is? Like, what do you look for when you see the schedule release?
How many cold games we have.
Right.
First thing I look for. Yeah, obviously playing in Green Bay for the last 4 years, you always look at the back end of the schedule because those are the colder games and see who's coming in to play you guys and at home and who's a warm weather team coming in to play out in the Midwest. So kind of the same thing.
Dude, in terms of cold weather, like, we have a home in northern Wisconsin. Not that I've been there in the wintertime, but I've been to Kansas City for the AFC Championship game. I've been in cold weather environments. Like, is cold weather, or is there a different types of cold weather, like, where it's really heavy and really bitter and it's different in some places than other, or is cold just cold?
I mean, cold is cold, but there's definitely some places that are a lot more colder. Obviously, teams in the Midwest get probably the worst. You know, in Buffalo, probably the two worst areas to bless me to play in.
No, but bless you, dude.
Thank you. But obviously, you know, cold is cold. So, you know, once you play in those West Coast teams or those down south teams, you got to come up here and play in, you know, that 10, 20, 30 degree weather. You know, it's a huge difference and usually an advantage to the home team.
We are talking to Marquez Valdes-Scantling for a couple of more moments. I saw you tweet the other day, quote, "I have the two best dogs on the planet. Argue with Wall, not me." End of quote. It's a great tweet. Break it down for me. What is the case for your two dogs as the best dogs in the world?
Well, yeah. I mean, I got a Husky and a Pomsky. My Husky, he's about to be 1 year old this next month, actually. And I have my Pomsky. He's going to be 5 this year in October. And I just have the best dogs. Like, they don't bark. They don't really do anything. They just kind of play with each other. They're just the greatest dogs ever. You know, you can follow them at ace and spade_11 on Instagram, and you can see all their greatness.
I love it. And on top of that, I would imagine they don't judge, they don't hate, they don't talk back. They love you unconditionally, right? They're awesome
time.
Like that. So in addition to co-founding your clothing line, you're also going to work with Memo.me. Lay it out for me. What exactly is that all about? What is Memo.me?
Yeah, it's a platform where fans can go out and get personalized videos from me, you know, birthdays, holidays, graduations, you know, even the sad stuff like a funeral or a death in the family, you know, anything that, you know, you can reach out and, you know, ask me to record a video for you, be of me and talking to your family or talking to your friends or talking to whoever you need me to talk to. And it's just a great opportunity for fans to engage with me.
All right, so what you got here is a great opportunity with the Chiefs. You have the two best dogs on the planet, and yep, the fans have an opportunity to engage directly with you on Memo.me. Marquez, things are coming together, my man. It's all good, right?
Yeah, it's all great. Glory to God.
Yeah, you got it. It's great to have you back on the show, man. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate that, and they should reach out to you at Memo.me. Great to have you back, MVS. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay, good talking to you. Appreciate you. Always appreciate you.